special meeting of the Uinta County Commissioners being held
yet. It's not 11 yet.
In the large conference room.
He just talked to us about starting it early.
That's right. We just checked.
You go by your watch, I'll go by my phone. Okay. I'll put a motion to go to a special meeting.
I'll make that motion.
Call for vote.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. We will be at a special meeting. Clerk Auditor Mike Wilkins, you're on pertaining to the vote.
Okay, Commissioners, on the screen I have here the results of these are the final official results of the June primary 2026 in Uinta County. Celeste Malloy, 3,405. Phil Lyman, 1,489. So Uinta County, Celeste Malloy moves on. It's got to be a statewide. So these next ones are the ones we're at. Republican for Uinta County Commission seat A, Matt Wilbur, received 733 votes. Keith Campbell, 2,756. Randy Vincent, 1,449. So Keith Campbell is declared the winner at this point. He will now move on to the general. Commission seat B, Joe McKay, 2,437 votes. To Danny Harrell's 2,432 votes. So Joe McKay is the Republican candidate moving on to the general in that one. Uinta County Clerk Auditor, Barry Johnson, 1,627. Margie Shule, 3,286 votes. And so with that, Commissioners, I want to point out a couple things for the public's information. We received vote history, which is counts for every ballot that was received back. Vote histories was 5,027. We had one envelope returned without a ballot, so we have 5,026 ballots that was actually counted. In person, early vote was 23. In person on election day was 114. There was 4,872 ballots that was mailed back and counted. Disabled ballots counted and returned electronically was 3. UCAVA ballots, these are the overseas ballots, was 5. And we counted 9 of our provisional ballots, making that the 5,026 voted ballots. It seems like every time we have undervotes and overvotes. Undervotes is when someone chooses not to vote a race. That was still common in this one. They voted, but they left several races blank. And overvotes, when they vote for two people in one position, one race, they don't make it clear which one it is. So there's just an overvote. We can't give anyone a vote on that one. So with that, Commissioners, I present to you for your approval as the Board of Canvassers for Uinta County, the official results of Uinta County.
In that, Mr. Wilkins, we ended up with 13,205 ballots were sent.
That is our total registered Republicans. I cannot say that's how many ballots were sent because some people don't want a ballot mailed to them. Without naming names, there are several in the community that like to come in and vote, and they did come in and vote on election day. So to say we mailed out that much, we did mail close to 13,000 ballots. So.
And what was our voter turnout percentage?
Unfortunately, it wasn't where it should have been. We were at a 38% turnout. In the past two primary elections, we have been closer to 50 to 55. And with receiving about 6,700 votes compared to the 5,026 votes this time.
All right, sir.
I don't have a clue why people choose how they want to vote.
Okay, we've had the results presented to us. Do I have a motion to accept them?
I make a motion to accept the final official results as presented.
Any comments, questions, or concerns? I'll call for a vote.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
If there's nothing further on the agenda.
Make a motion to adjourn.
We are adjourned.